With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump addressing thousands of members of the National Rifle Association convention today in Dallas. Mr. Trump pledged to continue to defend the Second Amendment and called himself the best friend gun owners have ever had in the White House. He also said it's time to restore American prosperity.
It's time for a president who will replace weakness with strength, turn poverty to prosperity, and vanquish Joe Biden's corrupt tyranny with a great restoration of American freedom. We have to do that.
And he adds Biden that immigration and foreign policies have weakened the U.S.
Rapacious gangs and ruthless criminals are terrorizing our streets, and crooked Joe Biden's weakness has us teetering on the edge of World War III.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden wants to keep the audio of his special counsel interview private. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Earlier this year, Special Counsel Robert Hur said no criminal charges against Joe Biden were warranted in the classified documents case. But in his written report, he characterized the president as an elderly man with a poor memory. Now the White House wants to keep audio of that interview from getting in the hands of Congress. By exerting executive privilege, the president is blocking release of the audio, suggesting that portions of the interview could portray him in a negative light during an election year. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A mayoral candidate and five other people have been shot and killed at a campaign rally in the southern Mexico state of Chiapas. That incident taking place in a small town area near the Guatemalan border where that shooting took place is a major smuggling route for both drugs and humans. This is SRN News. Decency experts issue quite a warning.
They are concerned about Disney's plan to unveil a new streaming bundle that will include HBO Max, best known for its production of explicit content. The Parents Television and Media Council says the partnership is, quote, akin to putting the Playboy Mansion inside the gates of Disneyland and will give children access to some of the most sexually explicit, graphically violent, and profane content available on streaming platforms today. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Democratic group rolling out a new $140 million pro-abortion ad campaign that aims to chip away at former President Donald Trump's support among rural voters. Now, the ads from American Bridge 21st Century have begun airing now in northern battleground states, places like Pennsylvania and Michigan. Supporters of President Biden are worried about his low, well, very low approval ratings. And this is SRN News. U.S. Airlines trying to kill a new rule.
That rule would require them to disclose fees more quickly when consumers shop for flights. The airlines asked a federal appeals court to block the rule, which the Transportation Department issued last month. The rule requires better disclosure of fees on baggage and changing or canceling a reservation. The airlines say the new rule will confuse consumers by giving them too much information during the ticket buying process. The Transportation Department says it will defend the rule to crack down on what it calls hidden junk fees. John Scott reporting.
Auto workers at a Mercedes-Benz plant near Tuscaloosa, Alabama, have soundly rejected joining the United Auto Workers Union by a vote of more than 600 votes in a tally. The results considered to be a big setback for the UAW, which had enjoyed a string of victories in recent months. More details at SRNnews.com.